Days. TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Hi, my name is Zoe Bolster. Do you have goals and dreams financially that you don't feel you're on track to achieve? Are you in need of debt relief or assistance? Do you feel like you never make enough money to survive? Well, call the expert. That's me, 727-422-3238. And call for a free financial analysis and debt consultation. Get yourself on track for 2019.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. Guess what? Kids Club and Teen Film Club coming up in January. You can register for monthly meetings. We're going to have some super surprises, acting classes, modeling, reporting, and so much more, and VIP guests and exclusive offers. You could also have a chance to co-host with me on the radio show. Don't want to miss this opportunity. Call Dawn Reese at 727-871-7788.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAN Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood, what's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Friday night, and you know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in Tampa Bay, Hollywood Connections. And now with your co-hosts, Niecy and Dawn Reese, lights, camera, action, you're on.
Well, I am so excited, everybody, because this is a powerhouse show again.
As usual.
It's going to be fun. We have a VIP guest on the phone, but before we even introduce him, I just want to play. I have to tell you, I was watching Hulu tonight, cleaning my house, and I'll tell you the movie that I was watching and after this. But let's see if you can guess this song. And we are live on 106.1 FM, Dawn Reese, 104.3 FM, and the three other networks, as well as VH2 TV Network, 24 Flix TV, and another offer is coming in on the table this week.
We're waiting patiently.
Yep. Okay, so let's play this song. It's Back From When I Grew Up.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother. The youngest one in curls.
It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunt, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch.
And we are back, and I'd like to introduce Barry Williams is on the line with us. And Barry, welcome. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year. Dawn, thank you. It's nice to be with you.
Oh, we're so excited. You know, I have to tell you, I was watching Hulu tonight, and somehow I ended up watching the Very Merry Brady Christmas. And that was in 1988. I saw that. I was like, wow. And so and then I got hooked on the Brady Bunch shows tonight. But anyway, so you have a reunion coming up. And we want to hear about it because we're so excited. You know, this was when we had my era, where we had no, you
no,
know.
No, those were our kids' era.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when I was brought up, I mean, it was like no obligation.
See, I was trying not to go there, Dawn.
Listen, Dawn's a lot younger than we are.
Oh, that's funny. Well, Barry, tell us about the reunion and what's happening with that.
Well, it's a new series that's coming up that has brought all six of the Brady siblings together. HGTV bought the original house that we see on the sitcom.
Oh my goodness!
And they are completely remodeling it to resemble the set that we filmed our show on. Of course, the real house didn't look anything like that on the inside, but it's going to, once HGTV is finished remodeling it, with the help of all six Brady Bunch kids, the three boys and three girls, and we're all going to work on different rooms in the house, the staircase, the living room, the dining room, Greg's groovy attic, Mike's den, the backyard, and recreate the show as it appeared on television. Take about a year, and it will air and then coincide with the celebration of the Brady Bunch's 50th anniversary of its original airing in 1969.
Wow, 1969. That's amazing.
That is awesome.
So I know we have my co-host Denise is here.
And yes, I'm
Barry,
here.
And we have our rock and roll reporter Chrissy here. And we have Michael. Aye. He's a film director and composer and all that good stuff. I know the music industry, we're going to talk about that shortly because that will hit a real good note.
I want to hear about the cruise.
Yes, and we're going to talk about that. I know. So also, when is that going to air, Barry?
We haven't been given that information. I suspect it will be in the summer. Because the airing of the show was in September, so it'll probably begin sometime in August or July or August.
Oh, that's so exciting for you. So, also.
Well, I have a quick question.
Yes.
Since all the Brady children are going to be participating, are the Brady children going to have Brady children?
Oh.
Probably, right?
I don't know. Like,
this is a reality show. It's not a. Scripted show.
Oh, reality show.
We're actually going in and literally picking up sledgehammers and knocking things down and pulling roofs off and hammering nails and putting up drywall and, you know, just like HGTV does.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Wow. Even the women are going to do the same thing?
Why not?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because in many cases, as we know, the girls are stronger than the boys.
Well, the reason I'm asking, because my husband's a professional painter. He's got this big job down in Fort Myers. And he's asking me, do you want to come and paint with me, dear? And I'm like, well, now I can tell him, hey, the Brady Bunch is.
I painted all morning this morning.
I gotcha. No, that's super cool. So you're also going to be hosting a cruise. And tell us about this cruise because, you know, on the side, Barry, I'm a travel agent. And I talked to one of the main promoters over there. We're really excited. I've been promoting this cruise, too. And tell us what's going to happen, what they can do, where they can also... Who's going to be there?
Sure, yeah. Let me start with what the idea of it is. And I was glad that you played some of the theme song when we started because that has sort of a classic ring to it. You know, it takes us almost back to a different time in our lives. Watching those shows, as you say, you talk about a day or an era. The nice thing with the Brady Bunch is it's been on nonstop since it began.
Right.
Never been off the air. And that's 50 years, and including its reunions. And I thought, wouldn't it be fun to put together a group, and in this case a dozen, different celebrities with people and characters, actors that we all grew up with from shows that we have all enjoyed for all these years. Shows like Gilligan's Island and The Waltons and The Munsters and Family Affair and BJ and the Bear and what have you. So I contacted all my friends, and we're calling this the Classic TV Stars Cruise. Classic TV Stars Cruise. So invited and have accepted, Willie Ames will be there from Eight Is Enough, and Greg Evigan, Kathy Garver, The Beaver, Jerry Mathers.
Oh,
yeah, very cool.
Fun.
That's awesome.
Excited about my friend Jimmy Walker. He was the first guy I called, and he said, absolutely, Barry, but I'm not swimming. I'll hang out on the deck.
And Butch Patrick is going to be there too, right?
Butch Patrick, who is a friend and acquaintance since before even the Brady Bunch.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. He's been on our show many times. Yes, and we love him as well.
And a great guy.
Oh.
So we are we're planning a six-day cruise out of Fort Lauderdale, and we're going to go into the Western Caribbean, Grand Cayman and Costa Maya, Cozumel, and back. But the fun thing is, it's all about hanging out and vacationing with, and we'll be doing all kinds of activities and entertainment. We'll have wine tasting. We'll have panel discussions, shore excursions, all kinds of things going on. And you can meet, greet, know, hang out, and take home, memories that'll last a lifetime.
Wow. So when is this cruise?
And who's hosting the cruise?
Yes.
Well, I'm the host. And my band will be the musical host of the show, The Sail Away, at sunset and that kind of thing. And we'll be performing. We'll have a variety show, which will have everybody singing or dancing or telling jokes or demonstrating their special talents kind of a thing. So everyone will participate in that. And, here's one fun thing that we have created for our first stop at Grand Cayman Island. Dawn Wells is going to be on the show from Gilligan's Island.
Oh, you know what? I am so excited because I met her at a big event in Los Angeles. And real quick, and she wanted to be on the show. I know she was writing a cookbook. We have to ask her if she got that done yet, but that's super cool. Super cool.
We're going to take a little excursion at Grand Cayman. It should take about 3 hours to get there, a little three-hour cruise to get to the shore. Just kidding. And they do a treasure hunt.
Right.
We'll do a treasure hunt together, and she and I will host that. And if you find the treasure, I suspect that you may uncover a tiki idol.
Ah. I remember that show.
Great bunch of tiki idol from Hawaii.
I remember that.
Wow.
That's going to be fun.
This is something that you can't do anywhere else.
No, so you put this cruise together. This is your baby.
Yes, it is.
Ah.
And I had been a host on a similar cruise, also a theme cruise, a rock and roll theme cruise, and had such a great time. And I thought, with the people, all of the people that I'm talking about, Greg Evigan and Kathy Garver, Butch Patrick, your friend, myself, we do personal appearances and go out, and people want to come and meet and say hello and talk. But those interchanges are very, very short because there are a lot of people that's one-on-one on a cruise. You can go and really get to know people.
Right.
Questions you want to know. Hang out. Hang out in the take a swim or jog in the morning or
casual environment.
Or it's a whole different kind of environment, and that's what people are really gravitating to, and why it's becoming so popular.
I just did a Comic-Con cruise a couple of years ago for media. And came on that, and that was fabulous as well. And since you're ahead of it, Barry, I've been trying to work with the people and booking the cruise, but I got to talk to you afterwards about media.
Definitely.
Seriously, I mean, do you have a media crew that's coming in as well?
We are not. We're not planning that. This is going to be a little lower key, a little more personal. We're not trying. We're not going to broadcast it on television. This is for people that would think they would really enjoy the cruise and get to know their. Some of their favorite television stars growing up.
That's beautiful.
Wow.
Now,
so,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. Well, Barry, your band is going to be on the cruise. Is that right?
Yeah, I have a trio called the Travelers. We have two guitars and one lovely lady who I also happen to be married to.
Oh, nice.
Aw. And I know DC has a radio show as well, and we're so excited when you have your music and you can send it to us. We'd like to have it on the air.
Yes, we would.
Great.
That would be wonderful.
That would be great.
And Chrissy is our rock and roll reporter as well, and she loves bands, and she's going to go report on some things. So how did your band start? How did you create your band that you have?
Well, music has been an enormous part of my life, growing up. I came to Branson, Missouri, where I live now. Branson, which is in the heart of the Ozark Mountains in Missouri. And I did a show here for 6 years. A 70s music celebration, and had a great time with it, doing about 150 shows a year, and I had done everything I wanted to do with that show, and I wanted to get out and do a little bit more traveling and a little more contained way instead of having a crew of 26 people, and so I created this trio, And we've been, you know, doing all kinds of events, sometimes parties, weddings. We do corporate events. We do, concerts, you know, kind of where in, you know, themed parties and things like that, and having a great time with it.
Well, you know, Barry, I have a talent agent in South Florida that's also a psych agent, and he books a lot of bands and everything. And his name is...
Marty.
Well, no, this is Famous Faces and Paul Levine. And I would like to, you know, hook you up with him as well. I know he'd like to bring you on board.
Great.
That would be cool.
What type of music do you do?
Yeah, Chrissy has a question.
What type of music do you do, doll?
We do popular songs, songs that we grew up with, songs that have a melody, songs that you can sing along with.
Awesome.
Most of the set is, it's all tailored to whatever we're doing.
No crooner music or what?
Not crooner music.
I love some crooner too now.
My wife, Tina, plays Polynesian percussion. She's also
cool.
Professional.
Yeah, that's very cool.
So we have a Latin feel, so you could say a luau. There's a country feel to us.
Wow.
Sort of like a luau, hoedown, disco rock show, all in one.
That's exciting.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's a big combo.
Well, yeah. Now, yeah. I know we have Michael. He's a music composer here as well. And I know he's coming up like, oh, my gosh, it's so great. And
yeah,
if you come
cool.
see, jump in. I know I have Teresa on the phone. I have reporters all over the United States. And we sent her some of the things that she wanted to say hello to. And she's Miss World's Tourism title holder and one of my top reporters. And welcome to the show, Teresa. And Barry is live on the air.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, doll.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
I have a couple of questions. Let's see. Okay, on the cruise, how does someone prepare to participate in the talent show that recreates scenes from the classic shows? Will participants be improvising?
No, we'll pull scenes right out of the script.
Oh.
And we'll scene, probably, you know, an iconic scene from a show. And, you know, everyone will have a different role, although, for instance, I might not even play Greg Brady. I might play Mike Brady. I might play Alice. I might play, you know, a different character.
That would be fun.
That would be cool.
And then we'll include, you know, whoever's going to participate in it, and we'll give them the lines and the script and kind of block it out and then perform it.
Very good question.
How long is the cruise? Is it a week? Two weeks?
Days. Yeah,
Six days?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I have another question. Will passengers on the cruise be able to purchase the music by Barry Williams and the Travelers?
Absolutely.
Know.
You need to get with your cruise line.
We're not planning to do merchandising on board either. We can make those. We haven't cut a CD yet, so that's not like readily available anyway. But you know, everybody will have their camera phones and record
their video cameras and all that good stuff.
So Barry, if somebody would like to book your band, who do they call? Who's your manager, promoter? Because Hollywood Connections is being seen all over, you know, and we're excited and we love to help promote that.
I tell you, the easiest thing for all things for me, in the cruise and my work with MeTV and HGTV and the Travelers. Is my website, which is Barry Williams Official. And the official is important because apparently there are a lot of other Barry Williams out there.
Oh, it's great. You know, I was going to ask that because, you know, I've worked with a lot of celebrities as well. And, you know, and sometimes they go, no, that's not my Facebook or that's not my Instagram, you know.
They're fake,
right,
so to speak.
Right.
Your Instagram,
sometimes
though.
People beat an entity to the punch, and they'll take the page. You know,
right, yeah. Right. So the best way to get in touch with you is through your website,
BarryWilliamsOfficial.com.
I have a quick question. I mean, moving away from the cruise, Barry, you're an ambassador for MeTV.
I am, and have been for about 3 years.
Yay!
That's awesome.
So, what is that like?
It's awesome. I mean, this is an awesome network. They present classic television the way it's supposed to be seen. They don't speed it up. They don't cut it down. They show the tags and the prologues and the whole scenes the way they're supposed to be seen. Most of them have been re-digitalized. The quality is very high, and the programming is great. So it's really a nostalgic visit. In my house, in the Williams house, I just turn on MeTV and it stays on. It's, for me, it's a great break from news and some of the other things that are going on that you know, take me to into another place than my happy place.
Right,
I'm with you. I'm with you. Yeah. Well, I have to ask you something, because my happy place is a lazy river or a sailboat, you know, and it was
the beach.
So, yeah, yeah, it was so cool, because when Donnie Most was here, right, you know, from Happy Days, he came down and he's like, hey, I'm right down in Clearwater. You can interview me on the sailboat. And, you know, and that's my happy place, and that's so cool that people actually, I want to say that they take that extra step. Barry, you know, and he, with you, I know we're going supposed to be like 20 minutes, and we're just going over like 2 minutes. And, you know, and also, like, you know, Kelly Preston, and she tweeted our photo. And I was like, wow, you know, it takes somebody really special. To
who was your favorite that you went and met at the Shark Tank? I can't remember.
Well, at Shark, well, Richard Dreyfuss.
Richard Dreyfuss,
he's busy.
She's so excited.
Well, you know, Karen Cadle is actually watching us live on Facebook. Hi, Karen.
Hi,
she works
Karen.
With the stars as well. And, you know, and you know, she's been just on cruise with Barbara Eden and I Dream of Jeannie and, oh my gosh, so many other stars. And but Barry, back to your question. I have another reporter from South Florida, and I sent her some things, and she's going to kind of reiterate on some things that she may ask you. Deidre, are you there from South Florida?
Yes, I'm here.
What would you like to say to Barry Williams? I don't know, have you ever seen the Brady Bunch?
I have. I think I've seen reruns of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, that's my era, but... So, what would you like to ask Barry?
You just talked about MeTV, but I was going to ask, what's the best thing about being the ambassador on MeTV?
Well, I think it's a chance to talk about what I think is important in the world of entertainment, and that is nostalgia. And nostalgia is having a resurgence that we haven't, I don't think, ever seen before. In Hollywood right now, they're rebooting, remaking over 50 different television shows into series now, or to sell as series now. And the reason for that is because people look sometimes to go back to another time in their lives when things were a little bit simpler, a little bit less challenging, and a less less sarcastic, so that I find that MeTV does a great job of bringing people back home. I liken it to being able to sit down at the Brady dining room table and have Alice serve a big meatloaf dinner.
Wow. Wow.
Something my house.
Was she a really good cook, too?
No.
Okay.
Which is funny. She wrote a cookbook, and it was very cute. And in only Ann B. Davis style, she invited each of us to contribute, each of us, the kids and the cast, to contribute recipes which were included in the book. And then when she released the book, she gave most of her money away to her church, and then she divided up the royalties and sent those all out to the Brady Bunch kids.
Wow.
Oh,
that is
super cool.
Awesome story.
Yeah.
You have a question for him, Michael, with what we have here. You know, you're a composer. You're in the music industry.
Right.
And you do films and everything. He's live on the air with us.
Yeah. With your band, like, are you pretty much right now catering that to doing music for live events and like special events and whatnot? Or are you going to eventually look to potentially record and release or license anything or anything like that?
Get the right producer. We have some original material. I don't think we've got enough yet for an album. This is really you might call a labor of love. It's something we really enjoy doing, and it's about being with people. It's about working with the energy. It's getting them on their feet. It's telling stories. It's musical. At one point, we break into Sunshine Day, and then I go out and teach everybody all the choreography.
Nice.
I don't know how we get
like
that
fun.
On a feet. But you know, with the right producer, if you're interested, we could put that together too. Get in the studio and knock it out. You know,
we have a lot of great producers.
In Minaj.
Yeah. Actually, Creed Warner was working with a very high celebrity. He's got a recording studio here in Clearwater, in Tampa. And but there's something I'll pass on to some people that I know. And right. I got a deal maker that helps make deals, and we'll see.
Yeah. Kind of, so are you guys planning on coming to Florida anytime soon, other than the cruise?
Well, we're going to come. I love this perk of being a host. I'm going to come on for a ship orientation weekend.
Okay. That's cool.
Not until probably just before, so like in September or October.
Well, if you're ever in Clearwater Beach,
yes,
Florida, you are
stop by.
So welcome to come to the station with us. We have a beautiful
please.
Station here, and
oh,
we'd
thanks.
Love to have you
oh,
pop
yes.
over. And yeah, we have a sailboat.
We have a seat just for you, Barry. Just for you.
Yeah. And I know of our reporters, thank you. Any other last questions for Barry? Teresa or Deidre?
Are they still? No, I don't have any questions right now.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you so much for taking the time and out of your busy schedule. And so are you living in Branson, Missouri now, or California, or?
I am in Branson, Missouri.
Smart man.
Okay. Very cool.
Everybody's out of California. They're tired of California.
Well, can I ask you a favor, Barry? Can you say you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Rees and Denise?
Okay.
Awesome.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn and Denise. Is it Denise?
Yes. It's okay. Niecy.
Dawn
but that's
Niecy.
Okay. Niecy.
Thanks. You're listening to the Hollywood Connection with Dawn and Denise, and so am I.
And this is Barry Williams from the Brady Bunch. I love to use intros,
thank
too.
You.
And, you know, you just
pleasure
have been
amazing. Talking to you.
It's a pleasure, and thank you for taking the time out. And I do have one last question. How do you have a successful working relationship being married in show business? And can you give your secret?
Sure. First of all, it starts with love. And communication, mm-hmm. and the next thing is you always travel together, and the next thing is you have to have a passion for what you do.
Love it.
Love that.
What would you like true. To say to your wife live on the radio, around the world, 106.1 FM, just from your heart?
I can tell her right from where I'm standing. I love you, dear, with all my heart. You
how
are
awesome.
A clever girl.
I love it.
Aww,
I love it. I'm wishing you guys
so
a
sweet.
Very happy new year.
Yes, and we'll keep promoting that cruise, and I'm hoping to get on it myself, actually, Barry, and I work with Expedia Cruise Ship of South Tampa.
Yes.
And I did talk to one of the ladies that are helping with that as well, so hopefully we'll get to fill that up, and I hope to get to see you there.
Yes.
That would be
you
great.
You will if you come. I'd love to have you on board.
Yay. Awesome. Thank
well,
you.
Barry Williams from the Brady Bunch. They play
bye.
Greg Brady, and
take
again,
care.
Thank you. God bless, and Godspeed ahead with your career.
Absolutely.
Please keep us posted on anything you want us to promote on the air.
Thanks so much. Take
thank
care.
You, thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Wow. That was so cool.
Yes.
Can you play that song, The Brady Bunch, again? We'll be right back.
Huh?
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Love that. You know, you hear that. You haven't heard that for a while, and you get a chance to hear it again.
Yeah.
And it's really cool because it just kind of takes you back.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
It just takes you back.
It reminds me of, you know, my mother would say, okay, now your homework.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
So we're really excited. And Chrissy's going to introduce another VIP guest that we have here. And Chrissy, take it away.
We have a gentleman here. His name is Mikey Plastic.
Yes.
Does anybody know who that is?
Well, tell us about yourself, Michael.
All right. Well, I am a film composer. I compose for TV commercials and film. I've done gaming composing. I worked 2 decades in the film industry as a recording and touring musician. And right now, I'm also working on a book. And that is kind of a sideline because my primary right now is obviously composition. So.
Well, we should have asked Barry if he's ever looking for musicians. Wouldn't that be good? What do you play?
I'm a producer, so I do a lot of programming, and with my composition work, it's sampling, it's programming, and but I, as far as live instrumentation, guitar, bass guitar.
That's super cool. Where's your guitar? You should have brought it today. Is it in the car?
No, it's not.
Oh, God. I have so many great producers that play guitar, and yeah, then I find acoustic, out later.
Right?
And Casey, you play guitar. No, I know.
Musicians
used to.
Always carry guitars.
They do. Well, yeah. We're going to have you come back and
I'm
do that.
I'm a slacker musician, I guess, so.
Well, before we go into our other guest here in a few minutes, we're going to play, what are we playing? What trailer?
We pulled up two trailers, but this is actually the trailer for one of the newest films that I composed on. It is The Shadow People, the Sarah McCormick story. It is done by Maz Appeal Films, which is a very cutting-edge production company right now.
Wow. Awesome. So let's go to that. We'll be right back. I've got two other VIP guests in the house. We can't wait to get to them. And I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. And
yay, it's Niecy.
Right now, we're tracking new developments in the search for three missing people. And earlier today, investigators located a car connected to this case.
We're tracking the search this afternoon for three people who are missing.
Now, these are people who just vanished.
Joe's gonna be here like any minute, dude.
Come on.
You ready? You sure? So this is it. We're doing it.
Savannah, Georgia, and we are about to meet with Mrs. Phillips. Her daughter recently went missing.
Yes, yes, Sarah.
Mrs. Phillips.
Hi. Well, this is my dog, Bo. He's friendly. He won't bite.
It's the hardest thing that I've ever dealt with.
So I love that music.
Yeah.
That's trampoline music.
There's actually two songs that were in that trailer. There's one that is like an arpeggiated guitar that it kind of comes in and out. But that secondary song got picked up by the Independent Film Composition Awards, and I was nominated for that, for a top theme and a feature.
That's cool.
Yeah, very
that's
cool.
So, Teresa or Deidre, do you have a question for him?
They are no longer on the line.
Oh, they're supposed to be. They're supposed to be with us for the whole hour. Call back, please. They're my reporters. They do not go away.
No, okay. They would just love Greg Brady.
I know.
I'm so dull with Greg.
No love for the film composer.
Yeah, okay. So in the meantime, I'm gonna switch over. We also have our VIP guest in the house as well, and we're gonna go over. We have the Dunedin Film Festival coming up, and we're gonna. Can I switch chairs with you guys real quick? And then we have a kayaking with a concierge service here. One of the best ones in town. I'll tell you, the best one, only one. But welcome, and we're going to be there on the red carpet, and I think this is your first year, is that correct, with the Dunedin Film Festival?
Yes, this is our inaugural year, and we are very happy to be presenting Dunedin and Pinellas County with over 300 films next weekend from 68 different countries all over the world.
That is so exciting. Nice. Here, I'll just move that over because we're on two cameras there and live on internet, live YouTube. You're all really good. It's all super cool. So what is your position with the film festival?
I'm the creator and the president of the film festival.
Okay, and tell everybody your name.
My name is Cameron Campbell. I am the president of the Dunedin International Film Festival.
We're so excited. I want to run a commercial for you, so you're going to have to help cut that. Okay. And let's help more people.
You're very beautiful.
Thank you.
An actress?
Nope, I'm not. I come from a family of filmmakers, but right now everyone's behind the camera.
Okay.
My sister does some work at Rollins College as a director, and she starred in some plays at the Fred Stone Theater. But me, I've pretty much just always been behind the camera.
Okay, so where do they get tickets? Can they, you know, what are the prices? Give us all different, you know, the ages and volunteers if you need help.
We need volunteers. You can sign up to volunteer through the website. There's a volunteer tab. Just click the button. And then tickets are $45 for all 3 days. We start on Friday night at City Hall, actually. And so we're calling all local artists and musicians to come and gather as a celebration in our partnership with the City of Dunedin. So this is an opportunity at 6 p.m. to meet with legislators, commissioners, the Film Commissioner of Florida, visit St. Pete. Tony Armour will be
Tony
there.
Armour. I love so, Tony.
Yeah,
yes,
so
yes.
Where he has been, he was one of the first people to support this project. A wonderful woman who will be very active from the Women in Film and Television program, Victoria Jorgensen, was one of my first guides in the film industry here in Pinellas County. And she said, you know what you need to do? You need to when I came to her and said, I want to start a film festival here, she said, I know the first person you should go to, Mr. Tony Armour. And I sent him an email. I said, can I buy you a coffee? was the subject line. And I said, I'm interested in starting an international film festival in Dunedin. I think it's the perfect location to really get something going on a worldwide level because of its acceptance to all cultures, all people, all religions, all races. So, Tony responded to me. He was kind enough to meet me in Dunedin at a little juice bar called Escape Route. And right off the bat, we had a 30-minute conversation. He said, I'll support you all the way. So,
well, he runs the Sunscreen Film Festival. We've been on the red carpet the last 7 years. I'm going to tell you, that's another awesome film festival that we always promote as well. And we're excited about this. And when is the red carpet event?
Sunday night is the red carpet gala at the Autograph Connect Collection Hotel, the Fenway Hotel. It just opened.
The Fenway's beautiful.
Oh, how exciting.
Yep. It opened on November 3rd. And, you know, we didn't know that the festival would grow to be this size when it first was concepted. I had no idea that the Fenway would be open. But I will say that when I first moved to Dunedin 2 years ago and I saw that building, I saw that and I said that building needs to be the host of a film festival.
You know, the last time we had one a couple way years back in Clearwater Beach, and I don't know what happened, that disintegrated. And to have something so close to us, and I know there's some great entrepreneurs out there. Any advice that you'd like to give them about opening a film festival around the world, if they've ever thought of it? Any advice from you?
It couldn't be easier these days because filmfreeway.com has made it very easy to collect content. I think one of the big mysteries of the film industry is how do you distribute your content? How do you get seen? And a lot of people are very busy around the world making content, and there's not enough people creating safe spaces to share that content and to have good conversation about what we can do to work together to make art the priority.
That's so super cool. And where can they get the tickets?
Tickets are online at the Dunedin International Film Festival.com /tickets. You can go through the link on Facebook, Dunedin International Film Festival. Box office tickets are available the day of. The box office is at the Dunedin History Museum. So the gala tickets are only going to be open and available until 3 p.m. on December 7th. So there's a very limited...
January
7th. We're way past
that's
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. January
2019, we are here.
So are there any... What are your VIPs? Can you let them know who's going to be appearing over there?
One of our leaders is Mr. Stephen F. Campbell. He's the director of photography for The Walking Dead. He has a 30-year career in Florida and unfortunately had to move and leave Florida when we lost our tax incentive here to create film. There's no way to be a individual with a family to support and create film in Florida right now.
Exactly.
I do a lot of my work outside of Florida.
So, because they want you there, but what's wonderful about the city of Dunedin is the city wants filmmakers in Dunedin. Mm-hmm. The businesses are on our side. They want the film crews in there. They want to create the space to create art.
Well, real quick. We're in with the International Christian Film Festival also in Orlando with Marty Jean, and we're going to be on 24 Flicks TV as well. And we're excited. Now, there's an opportunity. Now, can they still put entries in? Because there are singers, like they have the best Christian singer, the best band that you can send in. And they have, the media is like crazy. So you're going to have a lot of media there as well as me.
Yes. So I'm a yes person, and especially I'm a yes to local talent, because that's our whole mission, is to create a platform for the Florida filmmakers market to share their content, and then also to bring in the international aspect via online platforms to draw the content in. But yeah, I would love to discuss figuring out a way to create a custom screening for what is going on at the Christian Film Festival.
And especially, I mean, right here in Clearwater, Dunedin is right there, and we're close. It's right around the corner from everybody here. Yeah.
I have a question for you. If someone went past December 7th, January 7th, and so are you going to start planning for next year? And if so, how would someone get back in touch with you, just because they want to either put in a film or have music or something like that? How would they reach you?
Great, yeah. info@DunedinInternationalFilmFestival.com is a great way. That email address goes to a few people on our team. Facebook Messenger goes to my cell phone. So I'm currently responding to our filmmakers right now and their comments about errors in the program, etc.
Well, you know, Renee, one of my other reporters, she's not here today, but she was telling me, she's like, oh, did you know about the Dunedin Film Festival? I said, yes, I've been writing them. We're supposed to be on the red carpet. And yeah.
Film Festival.
Say that again.
Have you been involved with the Sundance?
I have not been involved with the Sundance Film Festival.
Why?
But there's a gentleman on our board, Carl Zimmerman, who has been to Sundance.
Carl Zimmerman has been involved in Sundance
for the past
years.
20 years or something like that. He's been going, and he is actually the designer of our program. I don't know if you've seen it. It went live today on Facebook.
Awesome. It will be a great success.
And he was inspired. He would come to me over the weeks and say, hey, take a look at this program from this year of Sundance. What do you think about this? Hey, I have this great idea. Let's make a newspaper style program. And so that's what we have coming. It's a huge 24-page spread,
like
newspaper.
TBT.
Yeah, that's TBT. More like the Fairly entertainment.
TBT comes out every day, my darling, if you ever go to any of your stores.
Like a newspaper.
You'll see it, it's free.
Like the Beacon is what I think of it as.
It gives you everything.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. The Beacon, the Capitol, it gives you everything that's going on.
So that's really cool. We're going to be there. Yeah, we're going to help
you. You're
going to
be on the red carpet?
Yes, we're going to be there, and we're going to be giving you a lot of promotion, and it's so exciting. So in the meantime, I know it goes so fast here.
What do you need volunteers for?
Yes, volunteers.
We need, currently looking for an assistant volunteer coordinator, actually, we still have some higher level positions for people that want to get deeper involved with this program and are really skilled and are capable of organizing a couple hundred people. That's the number one position I want to fill right now, our assistant to the volunteer coordinator. She just texted me and said, I need an assistant.
Yeah, I have people that ask me all the time. I know we have 10 minutes left, and I want to welcome one of my dear friends here. Hold on a second, Chrissy. I've got, this is Casey. We and I go way back, and Casey he's an entrepreneur. This is our concierge part of our show, and he has something really exciting for people and local tourists and travelers. And Casey, welcome.
Hey, welcome. It's a tough act to follow.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yes.
You too.
So tell us about your kayaking company and the name of it.
Well, it's Coconut Kayak Tours, mm-hmm. and kind of our tagline is Crazy Fun Wildlife Eco Tours.
Right.
And we take the kids up to see the manatees and Winkiwachi and up to the Chazawiska National Wildlife Refuge. We also have monkeys in Florida.
Saw that because there was a guy that was back in, what was the year?
It was in the 1930s.
That's
Colonel
right.
Colonel Tui.
Yes, I was watching that video. What's your website so people can see that?
It's coconutkayaktours.com.
Right, and you can actually see monkeys in Florida,
yes,
like wildlife
yes.
monkeys.
We had one running around St. Petersburg. It took Vernon Yates, the state wildlife trapper, 3 years to catch that silly monkey.
That was my
fast little
monkey. He was no mystery.
Yeah,
that's the media for
that was,
you.
That was the horse
okay?
donkey.
The mystery monkey of Tampa Bay.
Right.
It was no mystery where he came from. you know, we know he came from the Silver Springs attraction area along the Silver River.
Some of them came from Forest Hills, you know, because we had monkeys.
But, you know, he could be an escape pet. He certainly wasn't an escape pet, because if he had been an escape pet, he wouldn't have a fear of humans, and he wouldn't have been able to survive as well as he did in the urban jungles of South St. Petersburg.
People feed them, though. People are very good with them when they see them. They leave food out for them, okay? I mean, we're all about wildlife down here.
But there's plenty of food for the monkeys
to eat.
There
is, but we're all about wildlife.
Because, you know, they eat roots of grasses and bugs.
The main thing is, because we have to talk about, you can pick people up in your van.
Yes, I offer a free pickup at the People's Hotel or Vacation Rentals. When I started my business, I didn't want to have like $1,800 a month slip for one of the attraction slips at Clearwater Beach Marina.
Oh, trust me, we have a sailboat over there. Yeah. I know.
So I figured, well, I got $1,800 a month I can put towards a van. I get a 7-passenger van, a kayak trailer. I pick the people up at their vacation rental or their hotel, and they don't have to drive. I have a 7-passenger van. I always get a go, so that leaves room for 6. And very rarely do I have more than that in the family. And if so, you know, hey, follow along in
your
car.
Yes, your rates.
It depends on how many people are going. It depends on where we're going.
Do you give group packages for families?
Well, yeah, you know. Typically, a family will spend about $300.
And how many kayaks can you take out?
Because there's so many different variables.
That's cheaper than white water.
You know, I give seniors a discount.
Excellent.
I encourage the kids to come along, so kids 3 to 10 are free. So if a family, yeah, it's with a paid adult.
Right,
paid
adult.
I did have a lady that called me and said she was having a birthday party for her 6-year-old, and there would be like 9 of his friends, and would I take them out kayaking? No, it's with the one paid adult.
Okay, let me ask you. Maybe you can take me and Niecy and Chrissy, and so we can do a little video as well and talk about it and run commercials on the air so we can feel the experience. I've never been on a kayak.
Me either. That would be, now see, I could do that because, you know, I don't like water, but that sounds like fun.
It is fun.
That sounds like fun.
I have 10-year-old kids doing it, so I'm sure you can handle it.
Okay.
You go wear the Chesawiska.
Do I get to sit next to you?
Chesawiska. Okay, with Kiwanchi.
Ask him about the alligators.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, the beautiful spring. There's a secret.
I grew up swimming in those holes.
One question.
Then you know where the secret spring is.
I have
kind of renamed the crack.
Well, Casey, we brought in from the alligator farm here over at St. John's. We brought an actual alligator. Niecy was hiding in the corner.
Yeah. What about the alligators?
She is not an alligator person.
If you want to see alligators.
No, I don't know.
I got a place down in the Myakka River. Seriously, in Myakka Rivers, we go to the state park. That's where we launch. And we go to this place called Depot.
Okay.
Now, not a lot of people know about this place. And it is a special place.
Okay.
And only 30 people a day can get a permit to go to Depot.
Okay, see,
you have to get a special permit.
She would go for manatees.
Sign an additional waiver of liability.
Yeah. Okay, you get Crystal River somewhere.
In Depot, for whatever the reason, it's an ancient sinkhole.
Wow.
In the winter months, like now, there's 150 to 200 gators right there.
Oh, okay.
And
so
we paddle into them.
Can I just do the manatees?
Not for the faint of heart, not for small children. But we can take you.
No, the manatees. Can we just do the manatees without the alligators?
I'm there.
Yeah, we had a 50-pound gator here in the studio, Bobby.
I saw that picture, and I was never been more thankful for glass.
I totally agree with you, Bobby.
Well, I
totally agree.
Gatorzilla.
We're going to definitely talk about that. Also, I have to give a shout-out. This is really cool, super cool. We're going to have Walt Willie's Wild Bill. If you go to Soap This, and this is for Soap Stars, January 26th at East Bay Country Club. You don't want to miss this. A super show at 7 p.m., $60 per person, including tax. My friends with Soap This, they bring in a lot of soap opera stars, and I'm always there with media, and I want to thank Patty and Barb for this opportunity.
Is Walt Willie going to be there?
Yes, he is.
Oh.
Yes, he is.
Oh, I'm in. I'm all in.
This will be at 702 Country Club Drive, Largo, Florida, 33771, and if you want to inbox me, I'm on Facebook, Dawn Reese. You'll see us on, go to Hollywood. Hollywood Connections on Tantalk.
Yes.
Radio on YouTube. You can see all our wonderful shows and our podcast. So I have to give that shout out.
Yes.
Also, I know Rob is watching from Expedia Cruise Ship Centers of South Tampa. I know. So we have also, I'm a travel agent on the side. And, you know, please inbox me because I can get you the best cruise deal. You know, we came back from an 8-day Caribbean cruise.
Yes.
And not even awesome. 2 weeks ago. And I'll tell you, if you can't do it now and you want to save up, we can make payments. I can meet with you at the office
and
in Tampa.
We have a Barry Williams coming.
We have a Barry Williams. Yes, Rob. Barry was on the show tonight and he's promoting the cruise. He's the one that put it together. So we're excited. We're going to help promote that and get that ship filled up for Barry Williams. Yeah, super excited.
And we also have the Sunshine Film Festival coming up on January 14th through the 21st. It's going to be really awesome. You've got International Night, you've got Women in Films Night, you've got Inspiration Night, you've got International Night. So go to their website at sunshinefilmfestival.com and you can get the whole schedule, what times, and all that good stuff. And it's going to be really, really great.
We're going to be there as well. I'm also actually looking, I just posted for New Reporters Worldwide, and I'm auditioning on the 27th in Palm Harbor at the Key West Center, and we're going to be having VH2 TV Network there looking for singers and rappers. And that night, well, the Friday before to launch us as well for their network to really get it.
We have Mike Plastic wants to ask you another question.
Yes,
please.
One second, real quick. And then we also have a big talent search happening. And so we'll send you all that information. And a kids club coming up for film and TV that we're putting together.
That's going to be cool.
And bringing in casting directors like Bobby Hill and all that great stuff.
Oh, she's amazing, you guys. You have to be here with
Exactly.
Bobby.
Yes,
amazing.
Bobby's great.
Bobby Hill.
No, I just wanted to say that Mazappeal, the film company that I'm working with right now, our newest film, Halloween at Aunt Ethel's, just got picked up by Amazon Prime.
Wow.
So, and Amazon UK. So if you're a Prime member, go on there for free. Click it. You can watch it.
Yeah,
or you can order the Blu-ray DVD through Amazon.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, I want to be impressed with Netflix. You know, I mean, there's so many shows and movies.
Netflix.
And people are asking how to get on Amazon and how to sell shows. Do you help people with that as well, Michael? Or as well with you?
One of my huge goals for the Fenway Hotel is to turn it into a film market on the East Coast of America. Absolutely. I went to American Film Market in Santa Monica a few years ago as an intern, and I was blown away by the kind of datedness of it and how it needed an update and an incorporation of the digital world. But there's still that really important human element that when you're buying and selling a product like a movie to sell to the people in your country, you want to know who you're buying it from. And then also similar, get things like Netflix and Amazon involved. Have them come in. Have a buyer.
You are a powerhouse. You're just going to make you part of the show. Can we do like the Dunedin Minute?
Yeah.
Like, I'm serious. Yeah. What do you think, Niecy?
I think that's an awesome idea.
We're just going to add you to the show.
Just
like, you have to come in.
Just come on in.
Everybody streams.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nobody wants a tangible, hard product.
That's
awesome. They want accessibility.
Well, the Christmas movie.
To be able to stream a film.
Yeah. Even with, what is it, with Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn, that movie that came out on Netflix, the Christmas movie, that Santa Claus.
Huge actors on Netflix now. Huge actors getting television shows. I mean, really, I have a couple dreams, and one's to make a television show. I don't care where it ends up, but to film it in Dunedin, a series, absolutely would be something that would follow the festival.
Do you know that I do live castings, me and Niecy, on the air here? We bring in top producers and agents and casting directors. So we got one coming up on the 27th. Hey, we've got 2 minutes left. I want to thank Barry Williams for calling in.
Thank you so much.
What a superstar to do that, and a shout out for us. And
yay.
We thank you so much, Barry, and I hope to see you on that cruise. And everybody,
or even in the station. We want you in the station, Barry.
Here.
We want you here.
Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Get on your knees, start praying for what you
and
want.
And remember, He's in control.
And be thankful and grateful.
Yes,
and let's go
you.
Around. Any last words? We have about 2 minutes.
I can't wait to see everybody at the Dunedin International Film Festival next weekend.
Yes, Michael.
You can go to Mikey Plastic on Facebook and pretty much see what I'm doing there. And we'll link to our productions and whatnot.
Yes, wow. And Chrissy? Thank you.
And just go coconutkayaktours.com and there's a nice 20-minute video on there.
Without the
alligators.
Can you
take four ladies out and we can do a big story?
Without the alligators.
Me, Renee,
can we screen it at the film festival?
Sure.
Can we screen your...
We'll do a coastal tour because, seriously, we don't want to see any alligators.
Nah.
We'll do a coastal tour.
Okay.
Because alligators like freshwater, not saltwater.
Well, alligators don't like me.
Welcome
to Florida. We'll do the math.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
Shut down toll. Market bounces back.